Triple M's ruined it's for breakfast for Ream. Ask your plumber to install a Ream. Steady, hot and strong.
Triple M. On ruined it's for breakfast. It's time to talk entertainment.
That's entertainment.
With Peter Ford.
Oh, Peter, I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. One of the biggest shows on Australian TV. What is the SA connection?
Well, the SA connection is they are looking at a possibility of doing it in on Kangaroo Island next year.
Wow, a bit of promotion for the island.
Wouldn't that be great for them? So, long story short, as we know, in recent years they've been doing the Australian version of the show in South Africa.
Yep.
Now, clearly that's going to be problematic even by January of next year, and you've got to get the crew over there, you know, weeks before. So it's going to be difficult if it's even possible. Plus, a lot of celebrities, even if it's possible, might be thinking, oh, I don't know. I don't know if I really want to go overseas at the moment. Now, they are also looking at Queensland because, bear in mind, the English version of the show has always been done in Queensland.
Mm.
But this year, they're not going to do that for the same sort of reasons. And so they're doing it at a big abandoned castle they've found in the UK. So the Australian version potentially could go there or it could go to Kangaroo Island. And wouldn't that just be great? Because I think a lot of people's perception of Kangaroo Island outside of SA is, oh, there's nothing there anymore. It all got burnt to the ground, so there's no point going there. So, and of course, that's not true. But it would be great to really show people in Australia that it's not true.
That'd be brilliant,
Kate Fisher's been turning heads all her life, sometimes for the right reasons, sometimes for the wrong reasons. What's she doing at the moment?
Yeah, I don't know if the papers there ran the pictures of her yesterday, but she's got a new job as a lollipop lady, helping the kids get across the road to school. So, to be honest with you, it's probably the most important job she's ever had in her life, quite frankly.
Oh, come on.
No, well, it's pretty important getting the kids across the road safely.
Well, it is, yes.
Yeah. But, I mean, I think it's great that she's doing that. You know, she seemed to participate in the story. I don't know that she orchestrated it, but she was quite happy to talk about it. And look, she was really in a mess late last year, early this year, doing a lot of crazy stuff on social media, and I was very worried about her. But I think it's great she's got a job. Yeah, and it's hopefully a job that she's going to embrace and enjoy. Hopefully it's not just a kind of a publicity gimmick to get more publicity for herself. That would be not good. But if she's got this routine in her life and structure, I think that's very, very important for her. Good on her.
It pays a heap of money.
Yeah, it's
doesn't
good
it? Sit like good well over 100,000, which is hard to believe.
Mm. You're kidding. Well, I didn't. I thought it was a job the pensioners did to supplement their pension.
No, that's right. In Sydney, they couldn't get people. I'm sure they were paying about 130 grand, which
and if you
is
do it up
off
in the remote mining places, it's huge money.
Wow. Well, anyway, good on Kate Fisher. It's obviously very different to wandering around the world with James Packer or being a celebrity in her own right as an actress and a model. But, you know, that's what this is. 2020, the year of adapting.
Peter, I've never seen The Masked Singer. It returns tonight. Is it a good show?
Oh, it's just fun. It's just stupid, you know. And that's what I think. Certainly, I'm in Melbourne. That's what we're in the mood for at the moment, just escapist stuff. And there's a great irony, of course, that they're making this show in Melbourne called The Masked Singer, where everybody is walking around with masks everywhere. But, they're talking about some big names this year. They're talking about Keith Urban, and they're talking about Zac Efron. And I wouldn't surprise me in the least, actually, because if you think back to March of this year, in the space of a week, every actor in a movie or a TV show, every music artist, every performer in a theatrical musical were basically told, you're out of work.
Yeah.
You've got nothing.
Yep.
So a lot of them were told, you've got no work for the rest of the year. So they would have been thinking, well, what am I going to do? I can do a dance on TikTok or I can try and get a job. And the job, you know, Masked Singer, I reckon a lot of people would have put their hand up who might not under normal circumstances have either wanted to or been available to do it.
Hey, just finally, can Ellen bounce back from what she's been through recently?
I don't know. I'd be curious to see if she can. I mean, these are all the allegations and accusations, and not that she herself has been accused of doing anything dreadful other than being sort of rude and nasty to people. But the actual allegations in the office, in the production office of her show, no one's actually said, yes, she did that. But the point is, she is an executive producer on the show, so the buck has to stop somewhere. It's all going to depend when she comes back in a couple of weeks' time on that first show. You know, she's going to break down and cry, yeah, and people will want to see the whites of her eyes. They want to see the tears running down her cheeks. And if she can convince them that she's appalled by it and everything is going to change, and then, yeah, she can win people back. But I think at the moment, the jury's still very much out.
Good on you, Peter. Great report. Peter Ford there with the World of Entertainment.
Just let us know how she goes, Ditz, when you're watching it.
Yeah, all right, I will.
Ruined Ditz will probably end up in hot water after a show like that. When it comes to yours, at least you can trust Ream. Ask your plumber to install a Ream. Steady, hot and strong. 104.7 Triple M.